Hey, this is Taylor calling from Rob.
Hey, Taylor, it's Rob. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, man?
I'm hanging in there, you know, just another day here in New York where it's crazy one day and then crazier the next. So,
crazier the next day and the next day, yeah.
But I'm glad that, you know, you were able to take the time out to talk to us. I really appreciate that.
No, of course. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. How you been with everything going on with you and your family? I hope everything is good.
Everything is A-okay right now. I'm quarantined in Maine and just kind of riding the storm out, waiting for a tour to start, you know, in another year from now or whatever.
To be quarantined in Maine, where Stephen King wrote so many of his horror stories, this must be like a creative treasure trove for you.
It is. I mean, I split my time between New York and Maine, and I get a lot of writing done in Maine. I'm very in the middle of nowhere, so it's very isolated, and it definitely lends itself to creative thinking. It makes a lot of sense when you read Stephen King. Once you come up here, it's like, oh, I get it. I get where all that came from.
Yeah, I love the New England area. I never been up to Maine, but I'm going to have to get up there when things get back to normal. So, you know, you were supposed to be out on tour right now, but COVID happened. So what have you been actually doing under quarantine besides promotion for this new album, which we'll be talking about in a few moments? Like, what have you been doing just like personal stuff? Are you doing workouts? Are you going for walks? What is Taylor Momsen doing during quarantine?
I've been playing a ton of guitar. That's pretty much what I've been doing. I'm filling up my time just playing guitar, trying to work out it from home. But, you know, I was doing really good at the beginning, and now my motivation is dwindling.
Like many, yeah.
But still trying. Playing guitar, watching Netflix, hanging out with my dog, promotion, trying to become a better cook. But I've still pretty much only mastered cereal, so... That's not,
I was gonna say,
going
wow, that's
that
my
well.
That's my go-to too. I'm a master cereal maker.
I'm the best. I get the box, make sure the milk's nice and cold. If I want to get real fancy, add some bananas.
I don't know. I'm gonna tell you, my Cocoa Pebbles ain't got nothing on anybody's. Okay, I'm just saying that right now.
I'll take your word for it.
But you know, you talking about watching Netflix and in the trades, you know, because I try to do as much research as I can. Everything keeps on coming up about how you've talked about maybe going back into acting one day. Is that because you've been watching like a lot of Netflix and streaming TV and movies and saying I can do better than these people? Damn.
No, first of all, that got blown so out of proportion. What I was trying to say when I got asked that was like recent, and I'm not an actor. Let me clarify once and for all. I'm not an actor. I've never been an actor. I've acted in things when I was a child, but it is not. I'm not an actress in any way, shape, or form. What I was saying was if someone called up and said, hey, we'd like you to play a version of yourself in something, like, for example, like Chris Cornell in Singles, that's something that I'd be open to, like just for fun. But I'm certainly not pursuing acting. So let me clarify that once and for all.
All right, so you're not pursuing acting, because this is a funny next question. I was going to say, you know, as you were a child actor and then you transitioned and you just became a musician, were you worried like at first that people were going to compare you to like, oh, no, David Hasselhoff, you know, and all these like actors that started out maybe as musicians but gained fame as actors and then wanted to try to do their first love, which was music again, and people just kind of balk at it. Were you worried about that, or you seem like the person that really just doesn't give a crap about stuff like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say worried about it is the wrong word. I didn't even think about it. I mean, to me, it was like I've always played music. I just now am old enough to actually put out a record. You know, like you're not going to put out an album when you're 11. You know,
unless you're Michael Jackson, but yeah.
Yeah, unless you're a child prodigy genius like Michael Jackson. But worried is the wrong word, but it certainly was something that I had to kind of overcome in the press, because there was a lot of preconceived notions of what a quote-unquote actor turned musician is, and the way I always saw it and what the reality of it was I was a musician who just also was put into acting at a really young age. So it took a while to kind of get that known, I guess. But, you know, what are you going to do? They're gonna think what they want to think. All you can do is make the best music you can and you know, live your life the way you want to live it, and people want to come along for the ride, cool.
That's right. You got to do what you got to do for you. It's Rob Rush on the line with Taylor Momsen, and, of course, talking about The Pretty Reckless, and the new album, Death by Rock and Roll, is due out later this year or in the beginning of 2021. But could there be a lot of changes, or is it done? Like I said in the beginning, you're up in Maine. You know, it's a treasure trove just for creative stuff in terms of, you know, Stephen King-esque stuff. But there's a lot of really, really scary stuff besides the coronavirus going on in the world, especially with the unrest of what's been going on in America since Memorial Day. So could there be a lot of changes? Can you say, you know what, I was going to put this song on here, but I got inspiration from what was going on with America and then something with the coronavirus?
The record is finished as is. Okay. We finished it in end of January, I believe, if my timeline's correct. So that's a complete story. I mean, the song "Death by Rock and Roll" is the first song on the album, and it's really just, it's like I keep saying, it's like the opening credits to a movie. Like it's just the first little taste of where this record goes. But as far as, you know, creating and quarantine goes, it's, you know, we're living in very inspiring times, you know, with all the change that's, you know, that's happening right now. And that certainly is inspiring a lot of music and a lot of ideas and stuff, but it's not for this album. But I will say there is material on this record that is freakishly fitting with freakishly what's going on, because it's hard to talk about because the songs aren't out yet, so I can't say too much. But no, this album is done as is. I've put that one to rest.
Well, I look forward to hearing.
Always writing new stuff.
I look forward to hearing those freakishly fitting songs from the Pretty Reckless on Death by Rock and Roll. And, you know, you talk about inspiring times, and you got to work with some of your inspirations on this record. I know Tom Morello made a guest appearance, as did Kim Thayil from Soundgarden and Matt Cameron, too, correct?
Yes.
And you recorded those songs out in London Bridge Studios, if I'm not mistaken, was where the first Pearl Jam album was recorded, 10.
Yeah, Pearl Jam 10 was recorded there. Soundgarden's Louder Than Love was recorded there. I mean, such a studio with so much history. It was pretty surreal to be there with the bands that made those amazing records there all those years ago. I mean, it was certainly a highlight for me on the album. The song with Matt and Kim is called Only Love Can Save Me Now, and I'm really looking forward to people to hear that one. And the song with Tom Morello is called And So It Went, and that's another one that I can't talk about it yet because they're not out, but I can't wait. I'm like holding my breath for the next, you know, Death by Rock and Roll's only been out for like 3 weeks.
And it's
like,
been
calm down.
It's been doing great too, so congratulations on that one. It's kicking ass.
Thank
so
you.
All right, so I'm not going to ask you more about the bands, and or I should say the songs, because I know you can't talk about them. But for the experience, I mean, like we mentioned earlier, you were a child actress. You worked with, you know, Jim Carrey, Ron Howard, and then you meet so many people that become your friends that are in the spotlight. So I know, you know, for me, I've lost the sense of the, you know, oh my God, the whole star factor, where it's like I can talk to somebody and have a natural conversation. But when you're in a studio with, like you said, people that made the records that influenced you right there next to you, do you still have a sense of, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in this, or is it just kind of business as usual?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say this. I've lost the star factor thing that you're talking about. Like, I don't think I ever really had that.
Mm-hmm.
To meet people are people. I appreciate what you do. You know, that's artist for artist. That's kind of how I've always seen it. But there's certainly a level of just utter respect of watching and listening to, like when we were recording Only Love Can Save Me Now, and then just watching and hearing the song come to life with Matt and Kim playing on it. It's just, it was so incredibly exciting and so just, I mean, surreal, I guess. If I took a second to step outside of my body and look at where we're at now versus, you know, when I started this band over 10 years ago, it's pretty crazy to see how far we've come. But they're friends of mine now. So it's not, you know, there's a star factor thing. It's more just, I love watching these amazing musicians play. It's amazing.
It's Rob Rush on the line with Taylor Momsen of the Pretty Reckless. And before we let you go, I know that like many, many musicians, you guys are all amped and ready to get out on the road and to do things, but it's going to be a lot different once we get out onto the road. And I know that a lot of bands had supplemental packages, i.e. meet and greets. What do you think is going to happen with things like meet and greets moving forward? I mean, is that something that you personally might be a little hesitant toward? Do you think it's going to go more towards the online meet and greet where, you know, hey, you have 5 minutes with Taylor and she's going to call you and, you know, at your own leisure to talk to you about something?
I don't know, honestly. I haven't thought that far ahead. I mean, meet and greets for me were always a bit strange. I don't really love the concept of having someone pay to meet me, because I'm a person. Like, I find that very bizarre. I'm off meeting fans, and like, I love talking to the fans and hearing their stories and how the music, you know, reached them or touched them and stuff. But to me, that's more like I'll go do the queue at the end of the show or something. So we had kind of started to take out meet and greets from our shows before this, just because I didn't really like the concept of it. That made me kind of feel whorish.
It is a strange concept, especially, you know, from some of the ones that I've seen. Some of the ones that I've seen are great, but then there are some ones that I've seen where it's like you literally, you know, you're paying X amount of dollars and you're kind of shuffled through a line like a cattle, and then you have literally 5 seconds to smile, take the picture, I like your music, and then you go away.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think that, you know, I guess that if I was younger and, you know, that probably would have been really exciting to me. So I don't know how I've always had mixed feelings about meet and greets, but as far as, I mean, like, physical contact with people go now. I mean, I'm a hypochondriac already. like before all this, I flew with a mask and gloves and carried Purell around with me constantly. I think it's the curse of a singer. Like I'm constantly paranoid. I don't really like shaking hands. I do the fist bump, you know? So this kind of one of my worst nightmares, but, we're just going to have to see where, I don't know. No one knows. I think we're just going to have to wait and see. And, you know, as long as everything's safe, then, you know, hopefully things will get back to, you know, some semblance of normal. But I don't know. Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I mean, the good thing is we do have this technology and stuff now, and we are able to connect with one another without physically being next to each other. So, I don't know. We'll see.
That's all we can do right now is see things. It's Rob Rush. I want to thank Taylor Momsen for joining us today. And when will the next single be released so you can start talking more about the songs?
I don't know. I don't have the exact dates yet. I mean, Death Row Rock and Roll is moving very quickly. I mean, I think it just went into the top 10 and it's been out for like 3 weeks. So it's pretty
Is that a shock to you?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, you never know what to expect when you release new music ever. And releasing music during, you know, these crazy, unprecedented times, I had no idea what to expect. And the fact that the response has been so positive, like overwhelmingly so, that it's amazing. So I think we're kind of almost playing catch up to ourselves now. So I'm not sure, but soon. I'll stick with my catchphrase that fans make fun of me for, soon.
Hey, you know what? That's better than saying I don't know. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Taylor. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the support, really. It means the world.
I'm telling you. And when things get back to normal, I know that you have played at a venue here on Long Island. I don't know if it's maybe twice you played. At the Paramount in Huntington? I don't know if you remember that one. But
Yeah, of course. I think we played there a few times.
Yeah, that's our kind of like home base away from home. We have an actual radio studio set up downstairs from there. So when things get back to the way they were and you come back to around this area, we'd love to have you in there, maybe do an acoustic set or something.
Definitely. Would love to.
All right, Taylor. Will you
Hopefully
enjoy the...
sooner than later.
I hope so, too. And hope you enjoy the rest of your time up there in Maine. It's beautiful. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the downtime, unfortunately, under the circumstances. But I appreciate all that you've done for you know, your fans, and appreciate you taking the time out for us.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it as well. So thank you.